We left off discussing the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sheva Brachos requires Panim Chadashos, and pointed out that there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos why, in fact, that should be necessary. The way the Rambam seems to describe in Perek Beis of Hilchos Brachos, that each individual has a chiv to mevarek b'chasan v'kala, and this means that you have to either recite the bracha or at least have heard b'shas nisuim that the Sheva Brachos were in fact recited. And therefore, the Rambam defines Panim Chadasha simply as Misha lo shamu birchas nisuin. You didn't hear the birchas nisuin at all, b'shas nisuin. Vashav Shah and the Rambam, that would mean that if everyone were present for the chuppah, in such an instance, you wouldn't recite the Sheva Brachos even at the Sudas nisuin itself. And when in fact you have Panim Chadasha and you recite the Sheva Brachos, the Rambam writes, it's Mavarachim Bishvilam, that in principle, really, it is he, the Panim Chadashos, who really has this opportunity to be Mevarech Chosen Bakala, and everyone else simply facilitates that individual in fulfilling his particular chiyuv. This seems to be very different, as I mentioned, from the Shita Tosas. The Tosas seems to assume that Sheva Brachos can be understood as an element of Tosefa Simcha, and especially as it relates to the particular Suda. After all, as Tosas comments that not every individual constitutes Panim Chadashos, it requires Anashim Chashuvim, that Yarba Bishvilo, that will enhance that sense of Tosefa Simcha. And the Chiddush of Tosas, that Shabbos can be Panim Chadashos based on the Midrash, that Mizrash of the Yom HaShabbos, Panim Chadashos V'olakan. And as you mentioned, the Rambam does not mention any of these halachos, any exception of Shabbos, or that the person who constitutes the Panim Chadashos has to be one B'nei Adam Shemara Bishvil HaSimcha Yoseh. So he pointed out that perhaps one can understand that all these issues really reflect the same lamdas. That if you assume simply it's a Choves HaGavra, to Mevarek V'chosen V'kalik, the Gemara says in the very beginning of Brachos that a person cannot participate in Simchas Nisum without being Misameh Chosen V'kalik. So in such an instance, if it's a Choves HaGavra, so then we understand very well the Chiddush of the Rambam. Once already you participate in any shape or form, being Mevarech Chosen V'kala, one has already been Yotzei. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're speaking about Nadam Choshuv or whether you're not. It makes no difference whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol, because after all, the purpose of Panim Chadashos is unrelated to the element of Tosefes Simcha. And that was the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, that this fits in very well according to the Rambam Shita, that we know what we learned earlier, that according to the Rambam, the halach of Bracha and Simcha are really unrelated. You can have the instance of a Bacha Shanas Amana, where the Chi of Bracha is 7 days, and the Chi of Simcha is only 3 days, against that Ha'ara, the Rashba, that how can you envision a Chi of Bracha when there is no element of Simcha? According to the Rambam, it fits in very well. Tosus Hashit, on the other hand, seems to assume that these two halachos will go hand in hand. That doesn't necessarily mean that Tosus will disagree from Maskana Sagamar in the case of Bachar Shana Samana. One could argue that in order to have a full element of Simcha like Yantif delay, there has to be a case of Basula, but there's still elements of Simcha that apply Kol Shiva. But Bracha and Simcha, to an extent, are certainly linked. And therefore, the Panim Chadashos have to be individuals that will enhance that Simcha Tosas rights. And if you're dealing with, for example, the Sudas Nisuin or Sudas Shabbos, where there's an element of Tosefa Simcha aside from Panim Chadashos, there is no need for Panim Chadashos in those particular cases. We had mentioned the Chiddush the Stipler raises, can a cotton constitute Panim Chadashos in terms of Chavat HaGavra? No. But in terms of enhancement of Simcha, one could in fact envision that that would be true. And according to Tosas, apparently, that the Panim Chadashos is not simply their own Chiyu, whereas the Rambam writes Mevarchim Bishvilam, but rather it means that their presence creates that environment of Tosefes Simcha, and now everyone is obligated in the Birchas Nisuin. Perhaps even one could suggest the Chiddush that the need for Panim Chadashos is not B'shas Bracha, but rather B'shas Hasuda. Even if the Panim Chadashos would leave before the Brachos are recited, no, but his presence elevated that Suda to Suda Chashuva Tosefes Simcha, and therefore should be recited. According to the Rambam Shita, that would certainly not be the case. If you look in the Rishonim, you also find some unusual shitas regarding the duration of Sheva Brachos, and that also seems to be bound up with Tosus' assumption of Tosefes Simcha. If you look, for example, in the Ritva, in Divra Maskil, that Amar Rav Yehuda, Ritva discusses the following, called several shitas in the Rishonim. Let's assume, for example, that you have Panim Chadashos Balayla. So the Sudas Halayla, good Panim Chadashos and Birchas Nisuin are recited. Do you have a right now in the coming Suda to recite Sheva Brachos as well? So the Ritva quotes the name of the Tosus HaRishonos, the early Balei HaTosus, where the Ritva writes the Chiddush that Afilu Bo Balayla, even if the Parim Chadashos came at night, Mevarachim Laila V'Yom, you're allowed to recite the Birchas Nisuin not only at that suit at night, but even the coming morning as well. Even that. And Ritva adds the following Chiddush, that Afal Pi Yishino Shomim Ahem, even if the Parim Chadashos were not there for the second Suda. That's one sheet of the Ritva quotes. If you look, for example, in Hagos Maimonah, in Hilchos Brachos, right there where the Ram discusses in Perek Beis, Hagos Maimonah writes this Chiddush of the Bali Atosus, that if their Parim Chadashos Mevarchem Laiva B'Yom, Hagos Maimonah adds, Ubavad Shnim Soim Shom Gam B'Yom, that they have to be there during the day as well. The way the Ritvan Arsigya presents the Shita of Bali Atosus is that they're present at night, so therefore, Ba'oso Hayom, you can recite Sheva Brachos, not only Balayla, but Bayom as well. Hagos Mamla says, Bamed from Amurim, that they remain during the Suda Sayom as well. And then the next day of the Ritva quotes, the Tosa Sachronos writes that no, that each Suda is judged individually. That Panim Chadashos are required in each and every Suda. It's not that the Panim Chadashos somehow, but Chiva Sayom, is Mechayev, Birchas Nisuin, Becholo Sohayom. But these are the three shittas that you find in the Rishonim. Either that if they're there Balayla, Mevarchi Yom Balayla, with the two different possibilities, does that assume Panim Chadashos remain, or even if they're not present at all? And the third shita, the way we assume the halacha, that no, each Suda is judged individually. To an extent, this is certainly linked with this issue of the Rambam and Tosfos. If you assume as a shita Sarambam, that we're discussing the need for Panim Chadashos in terms of Mitzvah Sagavra, there's nothing to discuss at all. Obviously, that last sheet that the Ritva quotes, the Tosa Safronos, certainly is true. Sheva Brachos means everyone has the responsibility of Chiyuv to Mevarach Chasan V'Kala. So therefore, if they fulfill their Chiyuv Balayla, you would assume that the next Suda, you always recite Sheva Brachos, regardless whether they're there or not. Certainly that's not true. According to Rami, you only recite Sheva Brachos at the Sudas Nisuin, because everyone was there at the time of the Chuppah. But if you assume, no, that there's an element of Tosefta Simcha, it's considered to be a Yantif delay, a Regel, for example, you don't necessarily have to assume like the first two Shitas, but at least that's the possibility. They're arguing that the Panim Chadashos creates a Tosefta Simcha, and the Chiddush is once the day is labeled as one of Tosefta Simcha, so therefore that will carry over even into the coming Suda as well. It's considered Apidin to be a Yantif delay. Just like when we speak about the days of Simcha, there's Nisr Malacha, for example. It's not limited to the Suda at hand. The Simcha has to be that which is prevalent through the entire day, or through the entire Shiva Sima Mishnah. So therefore, if you have Panim Chadashos, that Tosefta Simcha, that manifests itself throughout with the details, the two views, right, to the Tosus. Does that only occur when the Panim Chadashos remain? Or no, their simple presence, the Tchivas Hayom, is sufficient to label that day as a new Tosefta Simcha in order to go ahead and to recite Sheva Brachos throughout the entire day. But all of that certainly is only true if you're assuming as the Chiddush HaTosus and the Rush that the purpose of Panim Chadashos is some measure of Simcha. Now we can begin to discuss, is that true of each Sud individually? Or is the day labeled as a whole is considered to be like a Yantif Regal Dilei? According to Rambam Shita Lachar, nothing to discuss. Now, once a person already had an opportunity to Mevarach Chasan V'Kal, that's it. So of course, now Birchas Nisuin are recited. Or even if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes in our Sugya, the Shita quotes, right, a great Kiddush, the following Ha'ara, that why does the Gemara use the term Panim Chadashos V'Loshen Rabbim? The Shita Mekubetzes suggests the Kiddush that perhaps you require more than a single individual. Panim Chadashos means there have to be at least two individuals who as of yet did not participate in the Simchas Chasan V'Kala. So again, this Shita, this Chiddush that you have of Shita Mekubetzes is not working along the lines of the Rambam Shita, that there's a Chovas HaGavra to Mivarach Chasan V'Kala. If that's true, so of course, each individual bears such a Chiyu. But if you're telling me that no, it's not the Torah's Mitzvah HaGavra, it simply means that there's an element of Tosefta Simcha. Like Tosa says, it's not every individual. A certain caliber of individual, Shiyarvi Bishvilo, so in such a case, one could envision the Chiddush Shita Mekubetzes, and that is perhaps more is necessary than just a single individual in order to argue this is considered to be Suda Chashuva, this is considered to be Tosefta Simcha. Maybe there's a requirement of an abundance of individuals, at least more than one person, in order to be able to go ahead and to recite the Birchas Nisuin. So again, It's a chiddush of Shita Mekubetzes, but clearly the Shita is assuming that these are indicators of Tosefta Simcha, and Tosefta Simcha perhaps is not accomplished by having just one person who wasn't there. It requires that there's more of a presence. Both Rashi and Tosfos, in discussing the nusach of the Sheva Brachos themselves, address the issue of a bracha smucha l'chavruta. Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered very simply by the following. Like, why is it that the first of the Sheva Brachos, Shako Bar Lechvodo, begins with Baruch, and Yotzer Adam begins with Baruch, even Asher Yotzer begins with Baruch, and all of a sudden the next couple of Brachos do not? How does this conform with the normal principle that the Bracha, which is smucha l'chavruta, does not have an independent Sicha? So this is a sugi in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Dalim Abayis that Rashi refers you to, where the Gemara tells us that Kol HaBrachos Kulon Poseach B'Baruch B'Chosim B'Baruch. Normal bracha has a psicha, has a chasima. The Gemara tells us that Chutz Mi'Berchas HaMitzvos, Berchas HaPeros, if you have a bracha k'tzara, there's no independent psicha and chasima. Simply, right, a bracha k'tzara, a single line. We'll see the chiddush that Tosfos develops regarding bracha k'tzara. And a further exception, where you don't have both a psicha and a chasima, is a bracha, smucha l'chavruta, in such a case where there is no psicha. Why exactly is that true? That in the bracha smucha l'chavruta, that bracha itself, since it was preceded by Baruch, it doesn't begin with Baruch. So here there's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ramas Leyesh and the Sugim Sokh and Dafkot Dalma Beis write the following chiddush. After all, because Sha'arei Potrasa Harishona Sheniftecha B'Baruch, Rashi and the Rashbam write, because after all, the original psicha to bracha number one serves as a psicha for the subsequent brachos as well. That's how we understand the concept of a bracha smucha l'chavruta, that the psicha harishona, right, serves for a psicha also for the bracha shniyah as well. Right, for example, you have all the brachos of Shmon Esrei. So when we begin Shmon Esrei with the first psicha baba, so Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, so in such a case, that serves as the psicha for all the coming brachos. That's how Rashi and Rashbam simply understand the concept of a bracha smucha l'chavruta. If you look, however, in Tosfos, that's also the Shita Mekubetzes in our sugya, in the name of Rabbi Yonah, Tosfos understands bracha smucha l'chavruta quite differently. Tosfos there writes in Pesachim, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Ramas V'Chutz, that l'fi shechosam b'rishona, so eino tzarech lichtoach b'shniyah. Since you just recited the chasima, there's no need for an additional psicha. Poshav Shatan Tosus, it's the chasima of the first bracha, which serves as the psicha for the coming bracha. That chasima is an elision. Now it concludes the previous bracha, but it also serves to introduce the coming bracha. Not that the original psicha is considered to be the psicha for all the subsequent brachas in that series. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos writes. So the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, bracha smucha l'chavruta does not require its own psicha because it's covered by either the original psicha, whereas Tosfos writes, it's covered by like the chasima, which immediately preceded that coming bracha. So if you look here in Shita Mekubetzes, in the Ramask of the Talmid Rav Yona, Rav Yona raises the following issue. That why is it that the third bracha, again, without Bar Pirgatim, Basha Yotzer, son of Itzalma, why is it that that begins with Baruch? Shouldn't that be a bracha, smucha b'chavruta? So Rabbi Yonah writes, of course not, it's no kasha whatsoever. That's not a bracha, smucha b'chavruta. Bracha, smucha b'chavruta means when you have a bracha ruka that precedes the bracha that you're now reciting. So that bracha ruka has a psicha and a chasima. The chasima of bracha A serves the psicha for bracha B. If, however, you do not have a bracha which is preceded by a bracha ruka, there is no chasima. There's nothing to discuss. That's not called smucha l'chavruta. Shita Mekubetzes writes that dafka hecha de kamaisa is pechasima. Only if there's some chasima, then you can say the chasima chamaisa is considered to be a psicha for the basraisa. But here, that certainly is not the case. You don't have a bracha ruka, the bracha bar pergamen, or the bracha shkol bar echloda, the bracha yotzer adam. There's no chasima which is present. In such a case, the kash is no kash at all. Right, our Rashi, right, with here on the top of the Chesem Aleph, is bothered by this problem. Yeah. This is exactly the Shitasa. Rashi, who assumes it's not the chasima that serves to exempt the bracha that you're reciting, but rather the psicha harishon is a psicha for the shni as well, and you don't require a bracha ruk at all. Even a bracha ktsara can serve as smucha l'chavrata. So in such a case, that's Rashi's kasha here. But why is it that Asher Yotzeh Son of Betzalmo begins with Baruch, isn't that considered to be smucha l'chavrata? That's the kasha. Rashi l'shitase. And that's what Rashi explains here in our sugi, Ramaschil Sameach. No, l'fisha haseder maschil me'asher yotzeh, that the first two brachos are part of a different system entirely. The bracha of Shakob Bar Lechvodo has no direct relationship at all to Nisuin. That bracha is only for Asif HaSa'am. And the bracha of Yotzer HaOdom, as well, Rashi writes, that's not Miseder Birchos HaZivug. So therefore, the third bracha, which begins, right, a new topic, the brachos on Ishus. So therefore, in order to signal that this is now a new Seder, therefore it begins with Baruch. Now we're going to have to discuss, is there any need, for example, Machlokas Rishonim, when we say Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata, is it simply, just technically, to have a Shem Bracha? Or does it mean that, no, that the series is considered to be a continuous one? There has to be some link, for example, between the preceding bracha and the coming bracha, in order to argue that that can serve as the bracha smucha l'chavrata. You take a look, for example, the Gaon, in the very beginning of Aruch Chaim, in Siman Dalet, that writes that Asher Yatzar and Alkai Neshama are smucha l'chavrata, because they all deal with the same theme. Yetziras Haguf, Yetziras Neshama, that's the concept of a smucha l'chavrata. But if you can demonstrate the two brachos are not linked, it's part of a different system. In such an instance, Al-Pidin is not considered to be smucha l'chavrata. See, one could interpret the Rashi in a couple of ways. One, you could interpret the following, that Chazal instituted that the bracha of Asher Yatzar Sa'odom should begin with Baruch in order to indicate that there was a change. That we're going from very general brachos for Asif HaSa'am to more specific brachos regarding to Nisuin itself. Or maybe one could argue, as we'll see, more than that. In order to be smucha l'chavrata, it's not enough that a person is studying a bracha achrona and then another bracha. Let's assume, for example, that ideally you should seek out a psicha for tefillah saderech. Magen Ram discusses this in Siman Kufiyot. No? So what do you look for? Is it sufficient just to have any bracha whatsoever before tefillah saderech, and that makes it smuch l'chavrata? Simply to solve the technicality that the nusach habracha should begin with Shem and Malchus? Or does it mean that it has to be part of some continuous seder? Perhaps that's the chiddush that Rashi is telling you. When Rashi tells you that you should realize that the bracha of Asher Yatzar Asadam B'Tzalmo is of a different type than the first two brachos, it doesn't just simply mean that, and therefore the Chachamim instituted Baruch in order to indicate that fact, but maybe Smuch L'Chavrata requires that more direct linkage. This chiddush of Rashi, though, L'Chora, is Rashi L'Shitasei, who understands Smuch L'Chavrata meaning that the Psicha Harishona is Mishameshes, the Psicha Gam L'Shmiya, yeah, so then this Bracha Ksara could serve as the Psicha for the third Bracha of Sheva Brachos. The difficulty, though, is the following. If you look in Tosas, the Tosas himself, in Avkuf Dalit, Tosas writes this Chiddush, right? That the Chasima Shal Rishona is considered to be the Psicha for the Bracha Shal Acharela. And Tosus raises the issue, what about Sheva Brachos? What about Sheva Brachos? You know what Tosus does? Tosus quotes Rashi. Tosas and Sachar, Rav Kuvdal, quotes the Rashi of Arsunya. And Tosas writes, you see that Harei Bel Asma, that these are independent brachos and it can serve as smuch l'chavrta. That's a very great finish. Rabbi Yon in Arsugya writes that if you hold of the sheet of the Balia Tosas, that the Chasim Mishol Rishona serves as the psicha for the bracha shlachareha, there's no kasha. There is no chasima. But the very Tosas and Sachem Nav Kuvdal that formulates this Kiddush raises the issue, what do you do with our sugya? And answers, as Rashi does, an independent Seder. Apparently, you see, according to Tosas, the following Kiddush, not identical to the Shita Rabbi Yonah and our Shita Mekubetzes. The Tosas is willing to admit that if you have a bracha ktsara, and immediately afterwards a further bracha, al pidin, that is called smuch l'chavrta. And that later in that very Tosas, Durim Askochus, Tosas writes the following regarding a bracha ktsara, psichasa zuhi chasimasa. That's the lashon that Tosas uses. Psichasa zuhi chasimasa. Interesting chiddush. Tosas does not mean to assume that it's necessary to have a bracha ruk in order to call something smuch l'chavrta. Tosas tells you the following. If you have a series of brachos, psicha, chasima, next bracha, technically, it's the chasima that is serving as the smucha l'chavrta. But that does not mean you require bracha ruka. If you were to have a bracha ktsara, and immediately you would go into the next bracha, of course that's smucha l'chavrta. It's just that when you have the beginning of Avos, and then you have Magen Avram, and then you have Atta Gibor, you should realize it's the Magen Avram that exempts Atta Gibor. It's not the very beginning of Elkeinu Elokei Voseinu. But if you wouldn't have a bracha ruka as bracha one, you would have a bracha ktsara. Of course, that's good for smucha l'chavrta, because psichasa zui chasimasa. That's against Rabbi Yonah and our sugya. Our Rabbi Yonah writes the whole kasha is no kasha, because without a chasima, there's no concept of smucha l'chavrta. You see that that's not the sheet of the Tosas and Sachem Nav Kuvdal. Those are the three shittas. According to Rashi, no, it just means simply the psicha rishona. According to the Rabbi Yonah and the Balei Tosas, good. It's the chasima harishona, as opposed to the original psicha. But if you have a bracha ksara, look, that one bracha, psichasa zui chasimasa, that's the chiddush of Tosas. And you see from our Rabbi Yonah, that disagrees. Rabbi Yonah writes, the shor bracha is not an example at all of smucha l'chavrta in that regard. Only the bracha of Asher Yatzer Salam B'Tzalmo has a chasima, then that can serve as smucha l'chavrta for sostasis. But without a bracha ruka, certainly it cannot be. What else is gained in this Kiddush of Rashi and our sugya of assuming that it's the psicha harishona which exempts? See, Rashi doesn't spell this out, but one could argue as follows. The Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Amud Beis has certain requirements for bracha. The Gemara tells us that kol bracha she'en ba shem b'malchus eino bracha. Every bracha requires shem b'malchus. Shame is necessary, that's clear. Even Malchus is necessary. The Elokeinu Melech Olam is necessary for Chaloshem Bracha. We don't use that exact terminology in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. There we're even more elaborate. Elokeinu Elokei Voseinu, Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on. That meets the requirement of Malchus. But a Bracha requires a Shem of Malchus. Without that, it's not considered to be a Bracha whatsoever. Boshem Shad, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, whenever you have a bracha smucha l'chavrta, the chasim is irrelevant. We're only interested in the psicha harishona. The original psicha serves as a psicha for the bracha shniya, shlishis, and so on. One could argue, of course, it must necessarily be that way, because the chalosh shem bracha is the psicha. That's what contains the shem malchus. The chasima doesn't meet the requirements of a chiyuv bracha. You just say baruch atah Hashem magen Avram. It doesn't have shem malchus. It's a great chiddush according to Tosfos Hashita. That at once the Gemara can tell us that kol bracha shem bo shem malchus eino bracha, at the same time the chasima that does not contain shem malchus can serve as a psicha for bracha shlach areha. Apparently, according to Tosfos, one has to argue the following chiddush. That yes, it's true that generally the Gemara says that any time you have a bracha of lishem malchus, it means it lacks a chaloshim bracha. But if, for example, you're dealing, let's say, with a series, and where the chasima doesn't have to repeat the shem malchus, because the chasima is piggybacking off of the original psicha, so therefore, that is a chalosh shem bracha even without shem malchus. And that can serve as the psicha for the coming bracha. It's a great chiddush. According to the Rashi and Rashbam, you understand very well that you have to govern everything from the original psicha, because that's what sets the standard for the bracha, shem malchus. According to Tosfos, it's a chiddush that the chasima which lacks shem malchus can serve as a psicha for the coming bracha. Again, you have to argue without shem malchus, it's not a chalosh shem bracha. But if there's a type of bracha that for whatever reason doesn't require shem malchus, of course that's considered to be a chalosh shem bracha that can serve as a psicha. If you look, for example, that very Tosfos himself in Nefkuf Dalet, Tosfos asks an unusual kashin, name of the Yerushalmi. Why is it that benching begins with a bracha? Isn't it smucha l'chavrata? How is it smucha l'chavrata? Yerushalmi suggests zimun. You just recited the birchas hazimun. So now why do you begin with baruch again? It's the kashya of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives the clear answer. What do you mean? Sometimes you bench without zimun. If you're eating yourself, there's no zimun. So of course that's begin with baruch. Like Rashi here says, sometimes you're going to recite the bracha achrita without the earlier shiva brachas. So you can consider sostasi sameach tasamach smucha l'chavrata, but not asher bara. Because there are times you recite that without the preceding brachas. That's what Yerushalmi writes. But you know why zimun doesn't count? Right? Because very often, right, you'll bench without zimun. But it's a chiddush that in principle zimun could serve as a psicha. Zimun does not have, in the clear sense, the requirement of shem and malchus. Apparently, you see from this chiddush to Yerushalmi as well that any time you have a chalosh shem bracha, whether it's a chasima that there's need for shem and malchus, or whether it's zimun where there's no need for shem and malchus, that is in fact sufficient in order to serve as a smucha l'chavrata. Once you see the Yerushalmi that zimun could serve as a smucha l'chavrata, even though it doesn't have overt shem malchus, yes, that's poshut pshat what Tosfos assumes, that there's no kash at all in allowing the chasima that lacks shem malchus also to be considered smucha l'chavrata. According to Rashi and Rashbam, the kasha was no kasha. The smucha l'chavrata always means the psicha rishona, where right, all the requirements of bracha right, are met. It mentioned the chiddush of the relationship of the two different brachas, and that which is considered to be smucha l'chavrata. The Tosus already raises a similar kasha to what our Tosus deals with in our sugya. The same Tosus. Pesachim Yavkuk Dalet. Why in benching? What about the bracha of Tova Meitiv? But why is it that that begins a bracha? Why isn't that considered to be straight smuch al chavrta? After all, benching begins again with baruch. And according to Tosus, then hazana sakol will serve, right, as an elision for the coming bracha. So why is it that after bani rishalayim now there's a new bracha? Why isn't that considered to be smuch al chavrta? So Tosus writes again that bracha tova meitiv. A different seder. It's like Rashi writes here regarding Sheva Brachos. Be'ad already biyavna tiknua to commemorate Haruge Beitar. So therefore, again, that is not something which is at one with the Birchas HaMazon itself. Like Rashi here says regarding our Birchas Sheva Brachos. What does Tosa simply mean? That historically, since it was instituted at a different time, therefore can't be called smucha lechavrata. As an example, the bracha of the Malshinim, also the Gemara tells us some brachos. It's not always part of Shemone Esrei. But it also seems to indicate, not just simply that it was a later takana, but rather it's not miyoso haseder. It's not the single unit together with the earlier brachos of Birchas HaMazon. And again, either in order to indicate that there is a shift between the earlier brachos and later brachos, therefore begins with baruch. So therefore, Chazal coined that matbea habracha in order to indicate that that was true. But, oh no, perhaps the chiddush that in order to label something as being smuch lechavrata, there has to be a seamless transition. The same theme mentioned earlier is what is being echoed now. Now this is what the Prisha discusses in Simen Kuvav in Sivkot Neches. Is it necessary to have a clear thematic link between Bracha 1 and Bracha 2 in order to call it Smucha Lechavrata? The Prisha quotes from Rami Rutenberg that assumes yes. You can't just link any two brachos together to call it smucha lechavrata. And therefore, Enoch Inami, if you demonstrate that it's a different seder, it's not called smucha lechavrata. Mm-hmm. And the Prisha quotes the Kolbo, where he writes, it's clearly implied very differently, that even if there is no inherent link between bracha A and bracha B, that can serve as smucha lechavrata. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Kuvav and Sivkot Nid Gimel regarding Tefillah Sederach mentioned earlier, that if there's a need for Tefillah Sederach to begin with Baruch, you have to see to it that it's Smucha Lechavrata. The Magen Avraham suggests, for example, the difficulty is if you're going to make a Berachas Hanenen, you can't immediately go into your Tefillah Sederach. You have to partake. If you're going to make a Berachas HaMitzvah, you have to partake. You have to find a bracha where there's no hefsek between bracha 1 and bracha 2. So the Magen Avraham, for example, suggests the bar nefashas. Right, you make a shaka before and let the bracha achrona serve as, right, the psicha for the tefillah sederach. It's boshav shat, not because that there's a constant link, right, between a bar nefashas and tefillah sederach. Boshav shat, the chiddush and the kolbo, that you don't necessarily need that in order to label something as smucha lechavrata. If one assumes that's true, then when Rashi in our sugya mentions that, again, it's clear that the first two shor brachos are a different seder than the third, it doesn't mean that that necessarily is ma'akeh in smucha lechavrata, but rather Chazal were koveh as such a nusach habracha simply in order to indicate that that was true. Like the Rashba writes that the reason Hatovet begins with Baruch is going to indicate that we're now going through the transition of Birchas HaMazon Daraisa to that which was later Takana. That in principle could have served as a bracha smucha lechavrata. But Chazal specifically coined the bracha in that fashion in order to indicate that there was a transition. But not necessarily does that mean that the theme has to be the same for both brachas. There's a chiddush that the Beis Yosef quotes as well in Siman Kuf Yud, in the name of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah writes the following chiddush in dealing with that case of Tfilas HaDerech. There, the Beis Yosef quotes the name of Rabbi Yonah that Tfilas HaDerech B'davka was instituted the way that it was for the following reason. Rabbi Yonah writes that Kol Bracha Shedim Koma Hismuch Lechavrta. Sometimes you have a bracha where, in its normal context, is smucha lechavrta. When that bracha is recited in a very different context, that does not begin with baruch. Rabbi Yonah writes the following chiddush that the bracha of tefillas haderech, that the bracha is the bracha of shomea tefila. That bracha, in its normal context, is one of the brachos of Shmon Esrei, which is smucha lechavrta. That's the chiddush Rabbi Yonah writes. And therefore, since in its normal context that bracha was coined as smucha lechavrta, so therefore this bracha was instituted as one that has no psicha. And even if you should recite that bracha out of context, what does that mean? Rabbi Yonah writes this chiddush. You recite the bracha of Shomea Tefila out of the framework of Shmon Esrei, right? In the framework of a Tefila Saderech, but since it's also Nusach HaBracha, so therefore specifically, Chazal did not require any Tzircha, because this bracha was instituted, right, in the series of the Berachah Shmon Esrei, which is Smucha L'Chavrta. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yonah writes. Because otherwise, if there is a need for a psicha, why shouldn't there have been? No, we can solve that problem by the Ram Rais or the Bar Nefashas. But why is it that Chazal indicated that the bracha to be instituted this way? So that's the Kiddush that, in fact, Rabbi Yonah writes. So again, just realize that this issue, the Rashi and Tosfos, not Sugya, it is very much, as the Shita saying, that Sugya Msachim, that Kuf Dalid, whether the psicha, the chasima, is what exempts, right, the Kiddush, Rabbi Yonah, and our Gemara. That you can consider these brachos to be a bracha smuch lechavrta. Okay, we'll continue ksuvas on Yitz Hashem on Sunday. Just wanted for the balance of today and tomorrow to discuss some Inyanei Chanukah. Regarding the takana of Hadlakas HaNeiros, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Shabbos Nafcha Palif that Mitzvasim Yishetishka Chama Shetifa Regal Men Hashem. The mitzvah begins on Shkia Sachama. Here a machlokas between the Rambam and Mordechai, where the Shkia Sachama means, as the Rambam writes, Perek Dalf of Chanukah, Shkia. Therefore, the Rambam writes, light at sunset. Or the Mordechai, that's Psakalach of the Machaber, Shkia Sachama means, so Shkia, Tseisa Kochavim. And it continues on Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, as long as people are still found in the street. The Ritzvah writes explicitly in Shabbos Nefchav Aleph that the Gemara doesn't give a specific shear to the Zman Hadlaka, meaning how long the candles must continue to burn, because the Ritzvah writes explicitly that it all depends on time and place. Shetich L'Regel Menashuk. In some communities that can be very early. In other communities such as ours, it can be quite late. And the Rambam writes, in his time, it was approximately a half hour. There was no electricity. People were certain to be home at Shkia. Otherwise, it was pitch black. So already a half hour after Shkia, the Rambam writes, Tich L'Regel Menashuk. The Zman Hazeh, of course, Tich L'Regel Menashuk is much, much later. As Kaveitchuk used to always encourage, that Hanukkah should be burning for much longer than a minimal shear. Hanukkah should burn for several hours, at least to cover the time of Tich L'Regel Menashuk. And it continues, right, from Shkia Sachama unto the Regel Menashuk. The Gemara raises the following possibility. What is this Kiddush? Yishetishka Chama Shetich Regel Menashuk. So the Gemara mentions two possibilities. One is the Ilo Adlik Madlik. Very simply, the Gemara is telling us when you light. You light during this window of time, Yishetishka Chama Shetich Regel Menashuk, and afterwards, you don't light at all, The mitzvah has come to an end. And then the Gemara suggests the second possibility, that inami l'shiure. Inam l'shiure, indicating now, the Gemara is telling us the shir of Ner Chanukah. What's the shir of Ner Chanukah? Pashup Shad, according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, that's how Tosus understands. Let's assume for argument's sake, Tishka Chamash Tethra Mashuk is an hour. So therefore, the shir of Ner Chanukah is an hour. That's inami l'shiure. So how do you understand these two possible terism of the Gemara? Ilo adik madik, or inam in the shiure. So the Tosus and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph writes the following kiddush. Let's assume the person during this period of the Gemara would come home very, very late, and it's already lachar shetich l'regem nashuk. So what did that person do? So Tosus writes such a person should light misafik. So Tosus writes, if you assume as the first teretz of the Gemara, Ilo Adik Madik, and that's it, Acha Shetich L'Reg Manashuk, the mitzvahs come to an end. However, Inami L'Shiure, Tosus writes, that would allow for a hadlaka even Acha Shetich L'Reg Manashuk. When the Brais to Shetich L'Reg Manashuk was just telling you the shir of Ner Chanukah, an hour. Not that you can only light during that window of time. So Tosus writes, "Lachar shetich l'regel menashuk." Light misafik. Poshim shata means you light without a bracha. Then Tosus quickly adds, "Chiddush." What about for us, bizman hazeh? No, things are different. The Gemara later on that very same Amud writes, "V'shas ha'sakana meinichal shulchan avadayim." V'shas ha'sakana, you light indoors. Tosus writes, "Ooh." Now, bizman hazeh, we're lighting indoors. We're no longer bound by tichle regam and ashuk. Vika persim and yisus for the bnei bayis. So therefore, no one is found in the street any longer. Yeah, but bnei bayis are present. So therefore, bizman hazeh, you can light lacha shetichle regam and ashuk. B'toras vandai. Not b'toras safik. That's the chiddush of Tosus. So chiddush number one in Tosus is the following. Tosus assumes Lachar shetich l'reg manashuk, machlokes. According to Lishna Kama, no. According to Lishna Bas, you're not Lishure. One can light. So you light misafek. That itself is a chiddush. Is it so clear that the two lishonos of the Gemara in interpreting the Braisa, that these are exclusive positions? It's machlokes. Lishna Kama disagrees with Lishna Basra, and vice versa. Who says that that's true? Perhaps one could argue that both are absolutely true lahalacha. Too, the Gemara just gives you two possibilities in order to read into the Braisa, but both of which are absolutely true. Let's assume if you hold the teretz one, ilo adik madik. You mean to say there's no shir in Chanukah whatsoever? If it burns for a minute, that's good enough. Or if you hold the second one, shalishna basi, I'm the shir. So all that we're concerned about is that Chanukah burns for an hour. But there's no halacha that you should do so when people are outside to see it. It could be at 3 in the morning. I'm going to ask you the following issue. How does that make sense? The Ner Chanukah has to burn Asher Tichle Regem Hashuk. So that means that's for an hour. So if you light it at 3 in the morning, it has to burn until 4 in the morning. Why should that be? There's simply a halach of shir, irrespective of any element of persimmon yisa. See, if you look at the Rambam disagrees with this chiddush. The Rambam assumes in Perek Daleth of Chanukah there's no machlokas whatsoever. There are two possibilities as to what the meaning of the brice is, but both are absolutely true. Number one is ilo adik madik. Number two is inami the shiure. What do you mean according to the first day there's no shir? And according to the second day, there's no persimmon yisa. How can that be? In fact, the Brisker Rav points out, when you look in the Rambam interprets inam nishure differently. The Rambam writes that lacha shetich l'regem nashuk, forget about it. There's no longer any mitzvah hadlaka. So what does inam nishure mean? It can't mean that if you're letting at 3 in the morning have an hour's worth of oil. There's no lighting at 3 in the morning. You can only light Asher Tichlo Regel Menashuk. So what does it mean, Inam in the Shiurei? You know how the Rambam explains Inam in the Shiurei? How much oil do you need in the Ner Chanukah? You know what the answer is? Enough oil that the Ner will burn? Asher Tichlo Regel Menashuk. That's what the Rambam understands. It's not that you have this objective shiur, Tishka Chama Tishka Regel Menashuk, an hour, and whatever time you light it has to burn for an hour. Of course not. The Ner Chanukah has to burn the Rambam, right? Asher Tichlo Regel Menashuk. So if you light it Shkia, you have to put in more oil. And if you light 5 minutes before Tichlo Regel Menashuk, 5 minutes worth. There's no Kiyum Hadlaka, according to the Rambam, independent of Pirsumei Nisan. The whole mitzvah is Asher Tichlo Regel Menashuk. Once that happens, the Zman HaMitzvahs come to an end. And that's what forces the Rambam to interpret on the Shuri differently. And this is not a machlokes. In Tosis's case, you come home very late at night, Lachar Shetichlo Regel Menashuk, according to the Rambam, no hadlaka whatsoever. So Tosis writes, you're madlik misafik, machlokes, the Rambam, no hadlaka whatsoever. If you look in the Chiddush Rashma, in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Rashma writes the following great Kiddush. Rashma writes, why should this be any different, for example, than Kriyas HaMegillah? After all, don't we normally assume that Kol Mitzvah Shabbalayla, Mitzvah Sam Kol HaLayla? Look, ideally, you should lay the Megillah B'Tchilas HaLayla. And if you don't, it's 3 in the morning and you haven't yet heard Megillas Esther, so you'll be told it's too late? Of course it's not too late. All Mitzvah Shabbalayla apply Kol HaLayla. What about when it comes to Ner Chanukah? So the Rambam argues, Ner Chanukah? Of course not. They're the mitzvahs, one of Pistum and Issa. If there is no Pirsumei Nisan, there's no independent mitzvah sadaka, finished. Yilo Adlik Mandik. Rashba writes a great Kiddush, even according to the Shnakam of the Gemara. Yilo Adlik Mandik. It's only a din, l'chadchila. L'chadchila, a person should light. Makom Sheishba, Pirsumei Nisan. Let's assume it's Mamish Lachar Shetich L'Regel Nashuk with no Pirsumei Nisan at all. Rashi writes, of course, still light. The Torah is Vadai, even according to the Shnakama. Because after all, there's a mitzvah sadlaka, just like there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah or a mitzvah of Kol HaLayla. There's, according to Rashi, there are two halachos. But one is that there's a mitzvah sadlaka independent of Pirsumei Nisan. And then, the Chachamim require that the halacha has to be one which is replete with Pirsumei Nisan. But if you can't have one, of course there's the other. Lachar Shetichlo Regel Menashuk, you light with a bracha. Just like you read the Megillah, 3 in the morning with a bracha. It's a fascinating machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. Whether there's an independent mitzvah sadlaka, where there is absolutely no Pirsumei Nisan. This is the Mishaburo quotes in the Shar HaTziyun, in Tafrei Shayin Gimel, and Os Yud Zayin. Machlokas between the Chemed Moshe and the Magen Avraham. A person is lighting the Ner Chanukah where there's no Pirsumei Nisan. Not someone common. A person is traveling during the Chanukah, right? He's in his hotel room, right? There's going to be no Pirsumei Nisan whatsoever. So what do you do in that case? The Shar HaTziyun quotes the Chemed Moshe that you light with a bracha because there's a mitzvah sadlaka even if there is no Pirsumei Nisan. And the Shar HaTziyun quotes the Magen Avraham that says that no one should not present a bracha unless there is the sense of Pirsumei Nisan. Poshup Shat, that's Machlokas, the Rambam, the Rashba. The Rambam doesn't envision any Kiyum Hadlak other than Pirsumei Nisan. The Rambam couldn't imagine the Yilu Adlak Madlak is subject to Machlokas. Lachar Shetich L'Rebbe Nashuk, finished. And the Rashba disagrees and argues it's only Din L'Chadchila. There's even a further shita. Again, what do you do? This manah gemar la'achar shetichlo regel menashuk. According to the Rambam, nothing. According to Tosfos, light misafek. According to Rashi, light the Torah zvade with the bracha. And then, if you look in the Ritva, Ritva quotes the Sefer HaTrumos that writes the following answer. You're dealing with the early period of time where everybody is lighting outdoors. And it's really lachar shetichlo regel menashuk. It doesn't make sense not to light outdoors. No one's outside. See what the Sefer Shemus does? Chiddush. It's a light inside. You light inside. It's no different than Bizman Hazeh. You can't have Prusim and Yisa outside for whatever reason. Either because it's a Shas HaSakana and you can't light outside, or because it's too late and there's no Prusim and Yisa outside. So light indoors. That's the Chiddush, the Sefer Shemus. Poshup Shat, that's against Tosus. Tosus said, what do you do la'achar shetilcha ragman ashuk? So Tosus had two tiers, right? Bizman ha-gemara, light outside, but realize it's only misafik. Because if you hold lishne kami, ilo adik madlik, you're finished. What about bizman hazeh? Tosus says, oh, bizman hazeh, we'll solve the problem differently. We're lighting indoors. So light indoors b'toras v'adai, because we're assuming Yisuf for b'nei bayis. So ask a simple question according to Tosus. Why did Tosus have to say that in the early period of the Gemara, la'achar shetilcha ragman ashuk, you light outside misafek, what's wrong with lighting inside? For the presuming Yisuf for the b'nei bayis, b'toras v'adai. Why should then be worse than now? That's exactly what the Sefer Shemus writes. If it's man gamar la'achar shetilcha ragman ashuk, so light indoors. Tosus didn't say that. Tosus says, we have that luxury, but they didn't. You see, apparently, a further machlokas told us in the Sefer HaShemos. The Gemara tells us, where do you light? Outside. And then the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph writes, ooh, Ishas HaSakana, Menichal Shulchan Abadai. Let's say you can't. Well, if you can't light outside, now light indoors. Was that a separate takana? Shas HaSakana, Menichal Shulchan Abadai. Separate takana. No, there wasn't a separate takana. Light where there is an abundance of persimmonisa. So if you can light outside, gemaldik. You can't light outside, light inside. That was always true. Look, the Chachamim just made the hashara that, you know what? Right now it's a shas hasakana, don't risk letting outside, light inside. That wasn't a separate takana. If it works now, it works then. No, we just discussed the machlokas, Raman Rozeruba, Brachos Lacharasi Asan. What is the Chiddush Lar Zeruah? If in cases where you couldn't make a bracha v'asiyasa, Tfilah Sager, everyone agrees you have a right to make a bracha l'achar asiyasa. So Lar Zeruah writes, that wasn't a separate takana. That's always true. A bracha can always be chal l'achar asiyasa. So even if you should have done so before, and you failed to do so, do so afterwards. If it works in those unusual cases where Mikar Agav Lo Chazi, it will work b'di'evit in no circumstance. And that Chiddush of the Rambam, that's not true. Those are separate takanos. The takana bracha is over the asiyasa exclusively. And there are certain instances where that was impossible, meikar agav lo chazi, where there Chazal instituted the bracha l'achar asiyasa. But a bracha that should be over the asiyasa can only be over the asiyasa. Now, mashal ma davar dome. If you can't light outdoors, everyone agrees, m'shas ha-sakana, Menichal Shulchan Avadayo. The Sefer Shemus said, that wasn't a new takana. If that's called Persimon Yisa, now it's called Persimon Yisa then as well. So it's not the mitzvah of Umchar. Light outside, 1,000 people will see it. You light inside, so your family will see it. But that's a Kiyum Hadlaka. And Tosus assumes, no, that's not true. We have a right to rely on that. Because we are post that separate takana. But prior to that takana, the only makam alaka was outdoors. And that's it. This machlokas between the Sefer HaShemus and Tosus, whether shas ha-sakana was a separate takana, or whether it was always true, whenever there was a difficulty. This is relevant for the following machlokas between the Gaon and the Magen Avraham. Let's assume the Gemara raises the following kasha, last Shabbos, this Shabbos, a person only has a single nir. And he has to choose between an Er Shabbos or an Er Chanukah. So, an Er Chanukah Gavaldik, B'Simin Yisa, but an Er Shabbos Shalom Bayis. The Gemara says an Er Shabbos takes precedence over an Er Chanukah. So the Gaon quotes this sugya in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Gimel in the following context. One of the halachos of Ner Chanukah, asur lihishtamesh l'orim. Good. The Gemara doesn't spell out exactly why that's so clear. Asur lihishtamesh l'orim. The Ran writes a chiddush, Dumi d'miktosh, that the mitzvahs Ner Chanukah that we have is patterned after halachos Ner d'miktosh. And therefore, just as in Mikdash Asur lihishtamesh l'orim, certainly that's true of our Ner Chanukah as well. That's the Ran's answer. What does Asur lihishtamesh l'orim mean? So, of course, a person can't use the Ner Chanukah, whatever, for casual, mundane purposes. What about the Tzarech Mitzvah? What about Tashmish Kedusha? So, the Mechaber writes the following Chiddush, not found so explicit in the Gemara, offhand, that Asur lihishtamesh l'orim afilu Tashmish Kedusha. Even the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're not allowed to use the Or. Even the Tzarech Mitzvah. So what's the Makar? Good, one could argue the answer, doing the Mikdash. Even if you have a good reason to use the Or, still you're not allowed to do so. So the Gaon writes, in Tafresh and Gimel, Sikot and Hay, the Gaon writes that no, that this is the Makar. The Gemara says you have a single Ner, and you have to choose between a Ner Shabbos and a Ner Chanukah. So Ner Shabbos is Adif because of Shalom Bayis. So the Gaon writes the following simple Ha'ara. What do you have to choose for? Why can't you have the very same Ner be both a Ner Shabbos and a Ner Chanukah? But Chavilos, Chavilos. Yes, we try not to do that. You don't have a choice. You only have a single Ner. So let that single Ner serve as Ner Shabbos as well as Ner Chanukah. So the Gaon writes, that's the Makar, the Machaber. Wait a second. Ner Shabbos, Tzarech lihishtamesh l'orim. That's all mitzvah oneh. That's the mission of Malikin. Ein Malikin Bitzran. You're going to use something that has a foul smell. Tosa says, you're not going to use the Ner. Bracha l'matala. You must use the Ner Shabbos. And Ner Chanukah, asur lihishtamesh l'orim afilu l'shalom bayis. Even for the keep of Ner Shabbos, you can't do so. The Gaon writes, it's not a chiddush the Machaber. Beforeish. Asur lihishtamesh l'orim even for Tashmish Kedusha. So that's why the Gemara says you have to choose between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. And Ner Shabbos will prevail because of Shalom Bayis. Poshav Shat the Sarah the Gaon. But the Mechaber writes, no, it's Mufurish in the Gemara. That's assuming, like the Sefer Shemos. Because I could have given a simple teretz to the Gaon's Kashya. You know why? You can't use the same candle for the Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Not because of anything to do with Lihishtamesh l'orim, but simply because of the Makom HaDvaka. The Ner Shabbos must be Bifnim. And the Ner Chanukah must be Bachutz. So of course you can't use the same candle for both. So therefore the Gemara says, if you need the Ner for Shalom Bayis, what do you mean you're going to call that the Ner Chanukah? The Ner Chanukah has to be Rishus HaRambim at the Tepach HaSamuch LePesach. Apparently, what was the Gaon assuming? That no. What if there's no option of lighting outdoors? Of course you light indoors. Just like B'Shas HaSakana. Or just like the Sefer HaTshumas is L'Acha HaShetit HaRegam HaNashuk. Yeah, ideally, like where there's an abundance of Persim and Issa. But if that's not an option, it's of course light inside. Shas HaSakana was not a new takana. So L'Achar Shetit HaRegam HaNashuk, but Shas HaSakana, light inside. So why don't you say the same thing here? Obviously you can't light outdoors because you have to accommodate Ner Shabbos, which is Mibifnim. But let that single ner bifnim serve as both ner Shabbos and ner Hanukkah. What's the answer? Asli shtamish le'ora. Can't be. If you were to assume as the Chiddush of Tosfos that before the takana of Shasa Sakana, the makom hadlaka was not negotiable. It had to be bachutz. One could argue very simply, no right to the mechaber at all, but the reason halakha can only be ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah, is simply function of makom hadlaka, not an indication of asr mutli shtamish le'orah, but makom mitzvah. In fact, if you look in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is found in Tafresh Ayin Ches and Sifkat and Beis. The Magen Avraham writes the opposite of the Gaon. The Magen Avraham assumes that, you know why the Gemara says you have to choose between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah? Because in that early Tkufas HaGemara, Ner Shabbos was inside and Ner Chanukah was outside, and there was no possibility of lighting a single candle for both. But the Magen Avraham writes a great chiddush that Ein Achinami Bizman Hazeh, that we are lighting indoors in any case. So if a person is in such a situation where he only has a single ner, halacha l'maisa, let that single ner be used for both the Ner Chanukah and the Ner Shabbos. That's the Magen Avraham writes. And why didn't the Gemara suggest this then? No, because the Gemara was dealing with Tosus' reality prior to the Takana of Shasa Sakana, where you had to light outside. So the Gemara says, then you have to choose between one another. But for us, Bizman Hazeh, there's no reason to choose, and therefore the single ner is Olakan Olakan. Ayol Tami Asli Shamish Leora. All things being equal. Here, if you say Asli Shamish Leora, so what's the result? No key mitzvahs Ner Chanukah whatsoever. So better to light as Ner Chanukah as well in Mekayim the mitzvahs Hadlaka than not to light at all because of Ashli Shtamish Leora. No. Pashup Shat Bet Machlokis, the Gon, the Magen Avraham. That's exactly the Machlokis, right, between the Sefer Chumas and Tosfos. The Shasa Sakana was an independent Takana. Well, that was always true. Then you could light inside. If for whatever reason, lighting outside is not an option, either because of Sakana, or because of Lachar Tichl Reg Manashuk, or because you only have a single Ner, you need it if you're Ner Shabbos. So on the one hand, the Machlok is the Rambam and the Rashba, right, that Halach Lamais, the Machlok is Chem and Moshe Magen Avraham. Is there any independent Mitzvah Halakha, right, aside from Kisum and Yisa? And the Machlok is the Magen Avraham and the Gaon, separate Sakana, it's Poshav Shat, it's the Machlok is between Tosfos and the Ritva, that's in that regard. Okay, we'll stop here.